You are listening to Jimmy Muyaha on SAFM.
So back in March of this year, the United States launched an investigation into forced labor prohibition policies across 60 countries. South Africa was included amongst those countries, and the aim from a US perspective was to potentially look at seeing how they would impose tariffs on these countries, especially countries that the United States deemed to be unfairly burdened by in terms of trade. This week, South Africa sent a delegation as part of the three-day hearings that have been taking place in the United States to go and put forward South Africa's case around our own labor practices and where that would leave our relationship with the United States. We're going to be exploring this in a bit more detail with Director and Chief Economist at the Efficient Group, Davi Ruti. He joins me on the line now to see what we make of this. Davi, lovely having you on the show as always. Thanks so much for taking the time. The three-day hearings that have been ongoing this week, from an importance perspective, how significant are they for South Africa and our relationship with the U.S.?
Hello, Jimmy. Thank you for that. I think it's right. It is quite important. But, you know, I had a look at the agenda of this 3 days meeting, and I had a look at the agenda. And what is very, very clear there, if you go through the agenda points, there are, of course, the various countries will get an opportunity to state their case. But certain American industries will get the opportunity, and businesses will get their opportunity to state their case as well. And what is clear to me is that obviously the American industries, they will argue in favor of tariffs because they want tariffs because they want to have their own industries protected, while countries like South Africa will argue for lower tariffs because we want to export to the United States. And that made me think that this is actually just politics. This is mostly just politics. And in a way, it would have been quite funny if it hasn't been it's not so serious and so damaging to economies like for South Africa. And the reason why we have these tariffs is because the other tariffs are legally much more difficult to enforce by the Trump administration than this one. So this is just one of those, I would call it just a trick by the Trump administration trying to get some tariffs on various countries, alleging that they're making use of forced labor, which is most definitely not the case in South Africa, and I'm pretty sure in many other countries as well. So this is just a platform for the industries in the United States to try to make a case for tariffs on various countries, like for example South Africa. It is important for us. It is important for the South African economy because this is an additional 10% tariff that we have to pay if we want to export to the United States. If we can prove, and I'm sure it will be relatively easy to prove that we're not making use of forced or unreasonable labor practices in South Africa. In fact, I think our labor force in South Africa is exceptionally well protected. Then I think chances are quite good that we can get some of those tariffs removed. I hope so. But the big one, of course, are at other levels. The big one are on other trade relations and things like AGOA and so on. But I think it's a good possibility that we can, that this tariff, if we give them the necessary proof, will be removed eventually.
Well, Davi, what do we mean by necessary proof? Because we haven't been given a lot of color as to what it is that America is looking to see here.
Well, I guess necessary proof will be things like, for example, our labor legislation to tell the Americans, listen, this is the kind of labor legislation that we have. These are the minimum wages that we have in South Africa. And I guess the trade representatives from South Africa, they will actually speak on behalf of their members and tell the Americans that there are no forced labor. We don't have slave camps in South Africa, because that essentially what this means is that they say we're making use of slave labor. And we all know that certainly is not the case.
Davi, does this turn into a taco trade? We know that the U.S. administration has been very clear about wanting to impose things on other nations if they feel that relationship does no longer suit America in its current structure. Is this more of that, and does this then just put
exactly
us in a difficult position?
Yeah, that is indeed the case. You know, I don't know why they have such a big bar about these tariffs. Because if you look at the nature of economic activities nowadays, the United States is not a manufacturing economy anymore. It is not a primary economy anymore. A primary economy is our economies like South Africa. We manufacture and we produce agricultural things. We take stuff out of the ground. We're not a knowledge economy. We're not a service-driven economy as much as the United States. The United States is a modern economy, and now they want to try to protect that part of the economy that will naturally become less important as they become more progress over time. So I think it's completely misplaced, these tariffs, that they try to protect industries that simply does not fit in a modern economy. People don't work by hand anymore in a factory anymore. There are robots working in a factory. It's a service industry, the United States. We in South Africa, we've got people working on farms and in mines and things like that. It's a completely different kind of economy. So that's why tariffs, the way that the United States is trying to implement that on many other economies, it's just the wrong way of going about looking at the trade relations between various countries.
Davi, given that we were previously preparing ourselves as a country for 30% tariffs, we're down to about 12.5% if we look at kind of where the tariffs average out. If these 10% tariffs go ahead, would the South African economy be able to survive structurally?
Yes, no, we will be able to survive. The problem with the South African economy is that the economy is hardly growing. I had a look at my estimates for the second quarter, for instance, and I'm very concerned about the second and the third quarter. I think we're going to see economic growth well below 0.5%. It might even be below 0%. Now, a 10% tariff or some tariff is not going to have a huge impact in terms of economic growth, but an economy that is hardly growing, that is a big deal because everything eventually adds up. So no, it will have an impact on the economy, especially because the economy is growing so slowly.
So economic growth is what we need to see, and if we are to achieve that, that means we can then better weather these sorts of structural shocks. Davi, before I let you go, I want to get your thoughts around where to from here. If these hearings play out as they do, nothing is to come of them, or some countries get tariffs and some do not, do we expect more tariff volatility given that the Trump administration would have exhausted all of their legal options here?
Well, To be honest, I don't know what now from here on, because I mean the Trump administration is all over the place. I don't know what to expect from them. Every day we get a new message coming from the US. But I can just make this point that there's a lot more that the Trump administration can do to damage the South African economy. They haven't even started using the big sticks. The big sticks are things like, for example, financial sanctions against South Africa. If they start doing that, then we are in really, really deep trouble. And that's why it's so important to be on a good political footing with the Americans. They are very, very powerful. It's the biggest economy in the world. It's not only trade that matters. Capital flows matters certainly as well, and that's Donald Trump or the Trump administration haven't even started looking at capital sanctions against South Africa. That's something that's really going to hurt us.
Let's hope we don't get to that point. Let's hope sanity and negotiations prevail. We'll see how these conversations shape up as the trade hearings wrap up in the United States. For now, I'll leave this conversation on that note. Thank you so much to Director and Chief Economist at the Efficient Group, Davi Roet, joining us to take a look at South Africa's lobby case for reduced tariffs in the US and how it's going to affect potentially the trade and labor relationships with America.